This is Willie Terry, your Roaming Labor Correspondent for the Hustle Mohawk Network. And I'm here at the James Conley Farm, where today they had a speaker from Haiti speaking on uprising in Haiti. And his name is?
Maurice St. Louis.
Maurice St. Louis, oh, okay. How you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
Now, you came to talk about Haiti today.
That's right.
Now, what is the current situation in Haiti right now? What's happening in Haiti right now?
Well, I think at the moment, the average Haitians is looking for accountability. And they're pressuring their government to be more responsive to their needs. And pressuring external forces to stop interfering in their in the way in which the decisions are made in the country.
Now, the topic was Haiti uprising.
Yeah, yes.
Now, explain what you meant about Haitian uprising.
Well, I think, as I said earlier in the talk, that, you know, it's not so much about Haitian uprising, but Haitian push to assert control over their own destiny and hold and make sure that the type of democracy they have is one that is responsive to their needs and represent their interests instead of foreign interests. And to reduce the kind of illegitimacy of government that are imposed by external forces rather than government that they elect. And so Haitians have been on the street now, or in the street for some time, expressing the need for more accountability, a clearer form of democracy that is not controlled, that where government are not imposed by external forces, but the government that they elect, that are supported by their votes. And they're looking for an electoral participation that is not predetermined by forces beyond their control. And so their call is pretty clear. They want accountability. They want a representative government. They don't want a police force to regulate them and prevent them from asserting their rights and their needs, but they want a police force that provides protection so that their kids can go to school and so that they can live their lives in peace. And they want a government that will not fleece the nation because they are protected from outsiders, but a government that will use the resources of the state and the nation to benefit the population.
Okay. And then you talked about external forces intervening in Haiti. Now, we know America has been one of the external forces that have been interfering in Haitian policy for forever, you know, since Haiti came about. So what now is the current American policy towards Haiti?
Well, I think the current governments that have been quote-unquote elected in Haiti have all been government-imposed on the electorate. And the electorate, because of that, have refused to participate in election. So that they've gone from 90% participation to less than 17% participation and declining. So that the current government, which is in office, is only supported by 9.3% of the electorate. So it's not a legitimate government, and that is recognized by the entire population. And it is not, because it's a government that is imposed. And it is imposed for specific reasons, because the country have resources that other people want. It has billions of dollars worth of gold deposits, and it has oil deposits that people want. And they cannot have a government.
Yes, there's oil deposits in Haiti?
Yes,
well, that's
yes.
New.
Yes, and quite a bit of gold. Mm-hmm. And so they do not want a government that would use those resources to support the population. They want a government that can use those resources for external expropriation.
Now, you said something about the Haitian people, you know, and I wanted to ask you, what is the condition of the Haitian people? But you said something about the poverty in Haitian, you know, is not poverty that the people have, but it's poverty that is imposed on them through a plan. Now, could you explain that?
Yes, it's poverty that is imposed. Haiti had been self-reliant on food production to the point of exporting food to the rest of the Caribbean and other nations for years, up until the 1980s. And that's been specific U.S. policies that has undermined Haitian food production by flooding the country with cheap food. And so there's been a concerted effort to render the Haitians less reliant and to undermine Haitian production in order to sell cheap stuff to the nation and render Haitians dependent on external forces to external sources to feed themselves. And so this notion of Haitian poverty and Haitian dependence is a new phenomenon. It's a new phenomenon that is imposed, and it's been structured that way to prevent the populations from asserting. Because a population that can feed itself, that can take care of itself, is not a population that can lend itself to control. Mm-hmm. And so, if you want, you can better control a dependent population, and that relies on you to feed it. And so that is what has been going on. So not only have you the U.S. undermined agricultural production that used to really support the population, but it also undermined the state's capacity to regulate decision making. And so now NGOs are being flooded within the country with cheap food and to create more dependence. And so yes, it is an imposed poverty. Mm-hmm. that we're seeing at the moment.
Well, I know recently in the news, you know, and they've been coming out, there have been problems with the government. Like, the people have been trying to get rid of the I guess the present head of government.
Yes.
Well, what is the problem with the present government now?
Well, the present government is only supported by 9% of the electorate. The electorate is in the millions. And so it is an imposed government that is supported by external forces, by the U.S., France, and Canada. And so as such, the people doesn't think it's very legitimate. And the people understand that that government has not served their interests well. And that government is not being imposed on them to support their interests. That government is being imposed on them to do something else. And the people want a government that is that represents their interest. And so they've been on the street not only demanding that the government does that, but in the case that the government refuses, they want the government out. They want a government that is more representative and more responsive to their needs. And I think, it's not so much of an uprising, but Haitians asserting their right to self-determination and their right to democratic governance.
Don't you know, we're talking about a revolution sounds. Don't you know, oh, we're talking about a revolution that sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, we're talking about a revolution. Who are people gonna rise up and get their share? Who are people gonna rise up and take what's there? Those of armies of